beating. You feel it move you, man. There's a feeling that I can't hold on. It's a lot.
As a campus and community radio station, CKUT's mandate is to provide an essential service to those in the Montreal community whose needs are not met by mainstream commercial radio. CKUT is radio by and for the community and is produced entirely by volunteers. Opinions expressed on the show you're about to hear do not necessarily reflect the opinions of CKUT at large. If you have feedback about anything you hear on CKUT, please get in touch with us at procom@ckut.ca with the specific feedback and the date and time of the show it's about. That's procom@ckut.ca.
From the East Coast to the West Coast.
City to city, coast to coast.
This DJ's got the game on lock. DJ Serious Savage.
Run the track. Run the track.
Hey, how are you about to? Lady Savage. How you about so? Eh? How you about so, man?
Doggy style.
Yo, savage ladies, how you about so?
Nobody comes
here. Eastel representing.
Run the track!
¿Y qué fue? Visitena. Con tanta chapa, va a hacerle. Ranky, tanking, tank. ¿Y qué fue? Visitena. Con tanta chapa, va a hacerle. Ranky, tanking, tank.
Bambú.
Ay, qué bueno, yo salí de ti. Desde que tú te fuiste, yo estoy más bueno, estoy más feliz. Ay, qué bueno, yo salí de ti. Desde que tú te fuiste, yo estoy más bueno, estoy más feliz. Esto para que mueva la chapa.
Like a snake with a rock claw. Move to the left, you move to the right. Make your body start to move like a car light. like a one full man type. Your foot no big like 64 megabytes. Left side a jump, right side a jump. Bada boom, bada go convert than a jump. Left side a jump, right side a jump. Bada boom, bada go convert than a jump. Hey, watch out, go sit down with it. Come on, yeah, bubble, come back some minutes. In the heat, I don't want to be in it. My foot up and ask, get it, get it. Bumper jumping, watch how my bumper jumping. Let's go right.
Grand Rising, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM. We are on every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and broadcasting live every Sunday on the OLC, IG, and Facebook at the Empower Hour Radio. Now, for the next 2 hours, this squad is going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. Today's show is brought to you by CKUT, the OFC, Solo Drum, and the Caribbean Curry House. Don't forget to mention the Empower Hour and enjoy 10% off of your next meal. I'm Queen Kaya, joined today by Pharaoh Hammond Freeman and Gina the Great. But before we do anything else, like always, we're going to bless this show and our kings and queens that are listening.
Blessed melanated rising. I am so grateful for being here this morning. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God our creator, and I'm grateful to the ancestors for creating this opportunity for us to be able to entertain, educate, and enlighten, and most importantly, empower our guests today. And I ask that the spirits of love, light, unity, strength, positivity, wealth, and just great health be upon each and every one of our listeners today, and just keep everybody everybody safely to their destinations. Hotep, amen, and ashe.
Ashe.
Wow.
Shout out. That mix this morning.
Yo.
For all the people who blessed us, blessed our ears this morning.
Yo, big shout out, Lady Savage. Just come with that ones and twos. And this is something we want to continue to do, guys. So we got to give props to our DJ Bobby Payne, who's our resident DJ. But we do want to create space for our other DJs within the city.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. That was one of the dopest mixes that I heard from a female DJ in a very, very long time. So thank you, Lady Savage.
Mm-hmm.
Who's starting off the round table? What's going on this week?
Gigi, you tell us. You tell
me?
Us. Yeah, you tell us. And then P, and then P, because you know, P got the fire for us. P is ready. Then P is like, da, 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 da. So please.
Oh.
Shot them up, P.
Show.
No? I'm ready for shot them up. Then we can't play with this guy this week.
Yeah, I'm feeling hype.
That's blessed.
Well, no, my week was pretty simple. You know, I seen a post that I really liked, and it said, caller ID isn't enough. We need caller intentions now when the phone rings. Because do you ever do that? And the phone rings, and you see, you're just like, I don't know what you want from me today. I'm going to need you to leave a message or send a text.
Right.
I'm going to need to know what is the purpose of this call before I call, before I even call you back. Because you have those people who are just like, hey, how's it going? Not too bad. Oh, you busy? And then you don't know if you want to say yes or no.
I always say, yes, I'm busy. What's up?
Okay, yeah, because that's a good one. Because then it's like, nah, like, what are you doing right now? Not much. Oh, good. Can you come help me move?
Ooh.
Did I say nothing much? I meant so much things right now. Next time, send a text, and I'll leave you on red or something. But yes, so no longer caller ID, any caller intention.
Yeah, no, I feel you on that one.
Other than that, I mean, obviously everyone knows right now there's conflict going on in Ukraine. But the last I've been hearing about this is companies pulling out of Russia, like literally closing their offices and thousands of people losing their jobs.
MasterCard.
Yeah.
MasterCard and Visa. They were like, yeah.
Yeah.
And
we done.
I don't know. I keep going back and forth because it's not like it's necessarily it's not the people who decided that they're trying to go to war or what have you. But then someone said, well, you know, you elect a leader to your state and they speak for you. I was just like, that part.
Touche.
Yeah, right. And so to that part, you know, that's why Justin can do what he chooses to do. And my final thing, actually, I want to shout out my friend Majli in DR. She just started a new business. It's called Tasty D's, D-I-K-S. Can't say that on the air like that. But they're anatomically shaped desserts.
Anatomically? No, tell me more. I'm not sure if I understand.
Yes, you do.
Anatomically phallic. Correct.
You're not the blinking. Yes. Well, no, it's more than just the phallic ones, but, you know, so it's anatomically correct desserts.
And private parts?
Correct.
Okay, no, just asking, just to clarify for those who might not have got it.
Yes. So private parts. So they're fun. It's fun little desserts. And so she's building that out. She had started her cigar business too. She's entrepreneurial. Like she was in Montreal all these years, and she really recently moved back to DR. I want to say mid last year, and she's just been killing it. So
amen.
Shout out to her.
Amen.
Yeah, we got to plug her business. This is. Is it my turn? Anyways, I'm just diving 2 feet. Okay, great. Thanks,
Gina. You didn't
wait
for me to answer, though.
No, I looked at your face. Your face said, yeah. So...
Another thing,
we do have to plug her business because this is money making March, people.
Yeah,
this is money making March,
100%.
You guys know, so we just came off an amazing bounce with the we had the Tough Talk series and we ended with this youth. It was exceptional, guys. Again, big shout out to our youth who took over the show last month. I'm looking forward to having them again this month. They're all super excited.
They're all superstars.
Yo, yeah, that's it. It was crazy. Like, yo, they came, they held it down. So big shout out to everybody. Plus our DJs, or DJ Keontae, or I don't know what his full name is. But anyways, so we got to plug the sisters. So please, before I just want to make sure we don't forget. Yeah. We got to plug the sisters' things where people could get chocolates with private parts. Is that what it is?
No, they're more like donuts type of. It's
cool. It sounds interesting. Private parts, donuts, desserts. That's the main part to remember, people. Yeah. Desserts, private parts.
Okay, well, awesome. Let me just add something to this because I'm going to tell you something. I know the sister.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that she does is top class.
Nice.
Yes. Top quality. 100%. So just know that this is not something that you just mentioned because my friend has a business.
No, she's
everything that she does is top of top.
Next level.
So yeah. Okay. So that's why it's important to know because we got to know who we're looking at.
Yeah, that's right. I'm glad you said that. Yeah. So that sounds like OFC quality. And you know, that just means I should reach out to her. So thank you for that. So I'm just going to be, I have three quick points. One, just off the bounce from the children last month, my children gave me a reality check. I'm trying to remember, I had used an expression with my children and it was the first time ever that they stopped in their tracks and they're like, no, Dad. And they gave me like a reality check, like, Dad, you're getting old. Like, what did you just say? Like, they gave me one of those, like, Dad, what was that? And I was like, no, I can't sit there, like, nah. And they were dead serious, phenomenal. And he looked at me like, no, Dad, like.
No, I need to know what it is. No,
I'm trying to remember. I'm like, yo, all I remember telling myself is like, yo, wow, they gave me a real reality check. It, damn. Anyways, I'm sure if I don't remember, they will remember. Like, it's something etched in their memory. When they come on next
they
month.
They were appalled.
Appalled. Okay. They were like, Dad, stop. And I was like, yo, wow, Farrah, are you getting old? Like, are you just not up to the times anymore? Anyways. So that to say. So I'm just, that was one of my reality checks. And then, it's kind of funny. I got to give a shout out to Kaya this week because in my revelation with the fact that I could possibly be getting quote unquote older, although I'm the perfect image of health, lately I've been suffering from physical ailments. But they're not normal. It's not like I'm physically not in shape, so to speak. It's more the fact that I've been overworking myself. So there's physical things that are starting to happen because of either anxiety or stress or different things like that. And thank you, Kaya. Kaya came to the rescue
very
this
welcome.
Week.
You know, I'm gonna interject here because remember how you said if I was done, I wasn't because I meant to mention something about that. about hormones and how it affects you depending on your age. But you know, I'll leave that for the health month.
Okay, good.
Because I'm doing some research on that. Because for myself, yeah, my cortisol hormones are through the roof because of stress and anxiety.
Right.
And it creates all kinds of things. But no, yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So you guys know I live in the bush, right? So yesterday I had the privilege of being able to get up. My family's gone to Toronto, so it was just me and the dogs in the house. I woke up and I was like, you know what? In the last couple of weeks, because I've been such on a grind, I've negated my morning routine, right? I've been half-assing it, half sleeping during meditation, not reading no books, audio listening to books while I'm multitasking, doing other things, not taking the time to properly take time for myself. So yesterday I had the privilege of doing that, started the day, meditated with the sun hitting my face, I read, I worked out, I stretched. Again, thank you, Kaya, for stretching. It was great.
You're
welcome. And no pain at all throughout the entire day. Like, okay. And it was like, wow. I was like, yo, this is what Kaya was talking about. I need to just relax. I still worked, right? But I kept it balanced. Today, complete opposite. Today, I started backwards. Like, I started, my phone went off, and then I did a kind of a meditation. But then coming out of my meditation, I started checking messages, all kind of different things. Yo, my back started hurting me immediately. Mm-hmm. It was crazy. And I'm like, yo, like, I'm like, this is nuts. Mm-hmm. This is crazy. So anyway, so all to say, wow. Guys, pay attention. Really, like, it's when your body is speaking to you and showing you different signs, it's beyond just the physical. It is really like, you know, there's something beyond that. Like, you got to pay attention to your stress level, your anxiety levels, like, because it will impact you. And like Kai said, it will make you start getting old before your time. Mm. So I have to say, you know, so that those are my two little revelations I did have.
What? No, I was gonna say, but that's when you know anxiety really breached a certain level, because usually when you have anxiety, you feel that emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
When you start feeling it physically, it's because you've really been ignoring the
that's
issue.
Sometimes too, where you place your energy is what's draining you physically and mentally. So when you were trying to focus on self-care through your audiobook and you were being disrupted with the phone calls and the messaging, you were placing the energy where it was supposed to be given back to yourself. So that's why you in turn felt stiff. That's why you felt the way you felt.
Wow. That makes mad sense, because that's literally what I do. All day I give energy out. And it's, yeah, no, I'm feeling it. And I have to say, once my back started hurting, I was like, no, stop everything. I was like, whatever. Everything I had mentally planned to do, I was like, scratch all that. I'm just going to just relax, get ready for the radio show, just try to get here early, which I didn't. But, you know, but the point is, I just unplugged. And I have to say, I'm here. I feel exceptional.
Amen.
You know what I mean? Like, my back, no strain, no nothing. And, you know, so it's awesome. But I do have to give a quick little shout out as I'm wrapping up my little power show segment here. I give a shout out to Linda. It's a new neighbor up by my cottage, because coming out of my driveway, I did get stuck in a snowbank. Wow. Which was crazy, because, oh yeah, guys, in the city, you guys do not experience snow like I do in the woods. Like, it is, like, I'm talking, it snowed just Pagazog yesterday, like a half foot. And I was like, wow. Sure.
Wait, what?
He was like, yo, it's nuts. No, but we have feet of snow. Like, my dogs have a hard time. Anyways, long story short, point is, I got stuck in the driveway, coming out of the driveway. This nice little small petite woman comes out of her car to give me a hand. And yeah, I was like, okay, great, thanks. But she did help me get my car out. So I'm like, yo, that's super blessed. As she's leaving, I give her a business card. I'm like, yo, if you need anything, definitely please get in contact with me. Yo, this is so ironic. So we're setting up the holistic healing retreat, as you guys know, at the cottage and different things like that. One of the things that we don't have nearby is a lake. Yo, I'm talking to the woman about what we do, and I'm like, yeah, youth come out during the summer, we do camping things, and we do a bunch of family activities. She's like, that is amazing. She's like, I just moved here last summer. She's like, I have a lake. I'm like, you have a lake? She's like, yeah, and I was just saying, I would love to have youth come and take part in my lake. I'm like, yo, this is divine intervention. So I did get stuck in my driveway, and I did get to the show kind of right on time. But just to say, all this happened for a reason. So guys, this summer, we got access to a lake. Big shout out to Linda.
Wow.
All right, guys. So that's that was everything in a nutshell. Thanks.
Whoa, I feel like you know what? It's all in the workings, and I feel like this time that we're in right now is a very, very magical time. Mm-hmm. Let me take a deep breath, because the energy that's inside of me is so grand. I'm finding myself feeling like I need to almost contain it, like I need to like kind of hide it. And make it be in secret that I'm feeling the way that I'm feeling, because I don't want to lose it. I don't want anything to foil it. But something has happened recently, And I feel like the messages from the ancestors have just becoming, have been becoming that much more clear. So one, I want to say thank you to you for listening to the ancestors when they speak, because you was calling me about one thing to speak and you in there hurt this, mm-hmm. that, and the third. We start talking and I'm like, okay, do this, boom. And then you feel better. Mm-hmm. We talk about what it might be about, and behind that, boom, you stretch and then the pain is gone away.
Yep.
So the other night, I know you guys might've seen that I called the Empower Hour chat on the WhatsApp the other night,
right?
But nobody answered except for, I called y'all. Mm-hmm. And the only one that answered was Bobby.
Okay.
So Bobby don't really even answer. Bobby never answers. Look how things work. Because normally Farrah and I are the first to be like, I know, hey, hello, what's up?
Serious.
Yeah. Right.
So I truly have to say to everyone that's listening right now, sometimes you need to just turn off the music in your car. Turn off your phone, turn off the ringers, turn off the everything, and just listen. Listen to you, listen to the sounds around you, so you can hear, so you can know what's really happening and get in tune. Because this is a time when you're supposed to be able to download information. This is it. This is a time. We felt like during the time of COVID, that was a downloading time where we just downloaded ways to make money, ways to feel better, to take care of our health, ways to heal ourselves. Well, Bobby answered this call and his voice sounded different to me. He sounded like he was holding something, something that was bothering him. And so I say to him, I say, what's popping, yo? What's going on? I'm like, yo, I was just calling to find out something, but you're the only one to answer. But really, I was looking for those guys to see if they was, he was like, yeah. I'm like, he's like, oh yeah, all right. Well, I'm on the highway. I'm like, what's up with you? Why you sound like that? He's like, oh, I'm sitting here stuck in traffic. So I'm like, I look at the time. I'm like, you stuck in traffic? He like, yeah. So I'm like, so what's up with you going out to this party thing out such and such? He's like, no. I'm like, yo, what's going on with you? You, I feel like you got something on you right now, something that's happened to you. So he's like, you know what? It's funny that you say that because I am going through something right now. I'm like, you know what? Oh, I don't know why I'm feeling like this, but I feel like I'm supposed to tell you. Whatever it is that you're going through, it's just an obstacle. It's just something that's in your way right now. Don't worry about it. It's going to be okay. He says, it's funny that you say that because I was going through this situation. He explains the situation. He's like, and I feel like I've conquered something. He was like, but since then, now I'm driving today and I feel like I feel stressed. I said, you feel stressed because you conquered that something, they're trying to test you now. Now, because they know that you've had contact with the others that can make you better, that could heal your heart, that could make you different, they like, nah, now we really got to attack him to see if we can pull him back in. He said, whoa. I said, I don't know why. And I felt it. I heard it clear as day. It was audible. And it said, tell him that the traffic is actually an illusion, that the traffic is not really even there in front of him. He's just seeing traffic, but he needs to know that each one of those cars that he sees obstructing the way, it's a mirage and is there to make him see. If you allow them to beat you, those are all the obstacles that you're going to have to hurdle. As I said the words to him, he said, you're not going to believe this. I said, what? He said, first of all, I believe you. Secondly, as you said that, all the traffic just diminished. I just beat traffic. I said, you just beat the traffic? He said, I just beat the traffic just now. He was like, I just came out and just came off the thing and I'm out of traffic right now. Yeah. I'm like, what? He was like, it's so much. He said, you don't even believe this. We had a moment. So I want to tell y'all, turn it all off. Take a second to hear yourself. Recognize the true power that's inside of yourself. Don't you listen, we be listening to music to make us feel better. We don't know that a lot of music that we hear that's actually mainstream, they put different sounds on it and stuff like that to actually detach you from your creator, detach you from your ancestors, to detach you, to dumb down your mind, to make you hear different sounds. We're supposed to be listening to music that has more tonal sounds to it, sounds that resonate from the throat, from the not from here, from our tongues, and music that comes from here. It's supposed to be from here. And we, excuse me, for those who are not, who are listening, from our throat, you know, we are supposed to be listening to stuff like that because it resonates higher with your spirit. But take the time out to turn that stuff off, desensitize yourself from that, and learn to hear, because now is the time when you can heal yourself, you can save your people, you can heal your people. This is the time. And if you have it to give, give it, because this is the time that we're supposed to share amongst each other, because we are coming to a time where we are going to be able to rise into greatness. So make sure that you hear the call, that you hear the drums when it's time.
Yes, Kaya.
Yes. Guys, this is the Empower Hour. Jeez, this is just, and this just the start of the show, guys. Like, just sit back and enjoy.
You know, I and speaking of shutting things down, I had just came across a post, someone saying that peace feels like boredom when someone's been raised in chaos. And so when things finally start to quiet, when you turn off the music, you're just like, oh, I'm here bored. No, this is peace. Live in it.
Yes.
Like, take that moment.
Yes.
Guys, so that's what it's doing. So, guys, so like we discussed, so this is Money Making March, guys, and we're coming with that energy this month. This is going to be great. We have a whole, like, we have a whole series of things. We're going to be talking crypto. We're going to be talking real estate. We're going to be talking investments. Guys, this is going to be a month. We're going to be talking entrepreneurship. And we're going to have a youth panel come up. Like, basically, we're going to even we're going to have the youth talk about their entrepreneurial ventures and things like that. So throughout this month of March, is going to be lit. So we have an amazing guest that's going to be with us today. Right. So we got our brother Matthew, who is what the OFC, we like to consider him as our crypto genius. He's going to be on here with us to share a little bit. So we're going to take a moment and go into our quick little musical break, and we'll come back with our topic, which is Money Making March. Let's get it.
It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. Ain't gon' keep me run no broke, that broke shit get old. Ain't gon' keep me run no really get too bold. I'm allergic to that nose, my wrist game on cold. I might pick my coupe just to match with my toes. Yeah. I can't wear the shit you b****s wear because it's cheap to me. It's some money at my table, grab a seat with me. Cost a ticket just to cover all my legal fees. I don't hang with jealous b****s, that's a weak disease. Don't run up. If you're broken in my business, then just shut up. I invested in my body, bitch, I'm done up. I look good, I like to f**k, I'm when the sun up. I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. I'm getting money, give a whole lot of hate. It's a whole lot of money in this month. It's a whole lot of money in this month. Ain't gon' keep me run no broke, that broke shit get old. Ain't gon' keep me run no really get too bold. I'm allergic to that nose, my wrist game on cold. I might pick my coupe just to match with my toes. Hey yo, I put on my jewelry just to see my off. Fingers on his bow, like I'm about to tell him cough. Wait, hold on, holiday. You can't give it to him dry like that. You gotta get that wet first. You gotta prep them for shit like that. Bring that shit back, bring that shit back. I put on my jewelry just to go out by the pool. And I keep it with me in case somebody act the fool. Poochie on my car, I'ma make these things drool. Higher than the moon, but I'm in tune, so don't run up. Cause if you run up, I guarantee you ain't gon' leave looking done up. Some little Chinese bangs with the bun up. I got the crown low, but you just a run up. I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega. And I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. I'm getting money, give a whole lot of hate. It's a whole lot of money in this motherfucker. Ain't gon' keep me run no broke, that broke shit get old. Ain't gon' keep me run no really get too bold. I'm allergic to that nose, my wrist game on cold. I might pick my coupe just to match with my toes. Hey yo, Bia, huh? I just bent the block, all these b****s wanna be ya. Probably cause my waist gone, money long near. Well, I ain't talking cars, long hair, don't care. In a twin seater, you tell Mara, what's here? You could see I f*** them like porn stars. Ain't playing basketball, but my b****s is all stars. Got Richie on my wrist cause I'm richer than most broads. Yo, Nick, this b****s tripping and sending my postcard. I put on my jewelry just to go to the bodega.
and I keep it with me just so that I'm feeling safer. Fendi on my body, but my feet is in Bottega. I'm getting money, give a whole lot of haters. It's a whole lot of haters. That broke, get old. Ain't gon' keep me run no. Really, get too bold. I'm allergic to that nose. My wrist game on cold. I might paint my coupe white just to match with my toes.
As you were.
Yes. Hype. Sorry, guys. I'm all over the place. So. All right, so that the what track did we just play? I know, I'll figure out what track we just played. Like it's I Get Money.
That just played?
I Get Money. Yeah, anyways, guys, figure all this. Let's just dive right into the topic. So we have, we're talking crypto today. Now, first of all, I'm going to say that I don't regret, right? I never have any regrets. Oh, yes. But, when Bitcoin first came out, I had a friend that I worked with, and he told me, he's like, yo, gee, you should buy some Bitcoin. It'd be lit. I was like, bro, I'm totally not into this right now. And it was like True Kings Times, music, record label, all kind of, and I was just super busy. I'm like, yo, gee, I'm not into these things right now. I'm on the ground. I'm on the grind. I have no time for buying digital currency. Man.
But I'm sure you don't feel as bad as a guy who bought two pizzas with his Bitcoin,
though. Oh, damn.
And I think he said it's worth, like, I don't know, $13 million today. Like, some nonsense.
Well, I'm there with him. I'm sure I could have invested at least a 500 at the time. And I really, and the guy's like, yo, no, trust me. Like, it's, and anyways, long story short, I didn't. All right. But opportunity is coming full circle, guys. We're in an era where there's all kind of opportunity with Bitcoin. With Bitcoin, with cryptocurrency and different things like that. So now the reason we're talking about this today is because we felt it's important as a community that we be, amongst other things, financially focused, because we are in a time where things are getting kind of crazy in these streets, right? We did not mention it, but gas outside is the cost of your children. You have to bring in your children, trade them in for gasoline because it's just... I've never seen gas prices this bananas. So it's nuts. So we know that we need, if we're going to survive as a community, we need to start thinking economically. We got to start thinking strategically. We got to start thinking about how do we generate revenue while we sleep? How do we make money and not have to involve our time? Like how do we create residual income, you know? So there's tons of different opportunities. Now for me, my knowledge is very, very basic. I started getting involved into crypto when my older son, my godson Adonijah, big shout out, he had an interest, and you know, we started discussing different things, and from his interest, it got me speaking to some of the members within the collective to understand what possibilities were out there. And then I came to find out about mining and different things like that. So for a person like myself, mining is probably a better bet for me because I just don't have time to do much. But there's a value in just, you know, investing in the machines to be able to mine and generate, right? So that was one of the things that had piqued my interest. But then I said, okay, well, let's look out and look throughout the network and see who knows what. And guys, I'm very happy that we had this opportunity to meet this brother Matthew, but and the reason being is because he really did, we had a workshop with him, exceptional workshop. And it just opened my eyes in terms of the possibilities that we have, you know, and things that we will be able to invest in, and he's going to be able to share with us. So I, you know, shameless plug again, thanks to the OFC and thanks to one of our members, Greg Thomas. He's been a guest on the show before. He's called in about different things. He's the one that actually introduced us to Matthew. So I always have to give the credit where it's due. That's my knowledge on crypto is super limited, super basic. So that's it. All I could share is just from my experience and my interest in it. But Gina, Kat, what are you guys' thoughts before we bring Matthew onto the show?
I'm really interested because I need a demystification of what cryptocurrency is at the end of the day. Because to me, it sounds like I'm not going to compare it to the metaverse because that's a whole other thing I'm not understanding right now. But it's just a matter of like, we're always kind of, if we don't understand what we're risking, putting our hard-earned money into it, without it having a tangible attachment. Like, I understand trades when you're going to trade gold and wheat or whatever, and you invest in that, you know there's a product behind it. So for me, it's the demystification of what cryptocurrency is and understanding the risks and the rewards, ultimately speaking.
Well, I'm with Gina on that one because you said a mouthful what that one says. But I am actually interested because I have purchased Bitcoin. I have a couple of accounts actually mm-hmm. with some stuff on it. Now, I haven't gone on it in a long time. Mm-hmm. To look at it, no telling how much is in there now.
You're probably a millionaire. Good.
No, don't say, oh my gosh. Don't say it. I'm going to spend it today. Father knows.
I know. We learned that about you last time, Kaya. You spend everything. Yes. In a day.
Don't worry about my future. My future, they'll be here tomorrow. Listen, sometimes this is what it is. You know, you can't take it with you when you die.
No, but so, you got to have it, though.
You know, while you're alive. Live.
No, I be having it. I ain't fat like this for nothing. It's not like I don't have any money. I'm just saying, you know, when I get it, I spend it on things I like food.
Yeah.
You know? But you. So this is what it is. And mm-hmm. I like to look cute. When I come outside, when I'm supposed to go somewhere, I do. I look cute. So that's what I spend my money on. But when I think about crypto, I think about the longevity of it, because I have heard great things why I did purchase some. Mm-hmm. I'm not a complete fool, but mm-hmm. I do know that it's some cryptos that have come out that are not really real. Mm-hmm. And so now how do we know real from fake? And this is very important for us. I think more than, is it real? We know it's real. I see people spending money off of crypto all the time. How do I know which one to spend on? How do I know which investments are good to make? That's important. And as far as like crypto goes, for me, I think we need to see it done. You can't tell people you should invest in crypto and then like me, leave me by myself because I ain't looked at the app in so long. Mm-hmm. I think you're supposed to help keep up with those people so that they know what they're supposed to be doing. Mm-hmm. This is the new crypto that you're supposed to take and take that crypto and put it here. Mm-hmm. And that $500 worth of crypto turns into $10,000 worth of crypto over on this one. People is doing stuff like that and they're not telling us.
Right.
So this is what we want to know. Cause mm-hmm. So, and I think that's where a lot of the fear comes from, you know, mm-hmm. not knowing. And then in the end, how to maneuver.
This is going to be good. Brother Matthew, you know, I'm really happy to hear what everybody said, all the concerns, because I took your workshop. Yeah. And I know you tackle all them things, right? So everything. Like, I'm telling you, Matthew is a person you could follow up with. You could ask different questions. You know, I'll let you introduce yourself, but thank you for being on with us today on the Empower Hour.
No problem.
Cool. So, Matthew, so first, just so people know, if you want to just introduce yourself and give a little bit of background.
Yeah. So, basically, my name is Matthew. I've been doing crypto for about 2.5 years now. What I basically do is I do research on different undervalued crypto projects, and I see how they're going to get implemented within society and for governments. So when we talk about crypto, most people usually know about the like the mainstream coins like Bitcoin and mm-hmm. Ethereum. That's like the type of coins that the media usually pushes people to buy. Mm-hmm. But people fail to realize that there's other coins that are much cheaper that have great potential to do like extremely well in the future. And I think those are the coins that the media aren't pushing out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on, Jay.
Yeah, I was gonna say before we start going into, because we mm-hmm. we mentioned Bitcoin, so can you explain crypto? Like, let's go with the basics 101. Mm-hmm. What is cryptocurrency?
So basically, crypto it's like a digital currency, and you could use it to make payments, or you could use it as a store of value. I tell people use it as a store of value because crypto is early in its space, and there's extreme like potential for it to explode in the future. Mm. And I think that a lot of people, like right now, they want to find ways to make money. And I think crypto is probably the most lucrative way to make money right now in our time.
Is that from a short-term, medium, long-term standpoint?
Long-term. But cryptocurrencies, since it's a highly volatile market, price can skyrocket in any time. It's just a matter about like patience. You have to be patient in the market. You have to understand that it's all about mastering your emotions. And once you're able to do that and you understand the project that you're invested in, then you're going to understand that, okay, well, you're going to hold your asset and you just keep on buying and buying, you know, like times like right now, the market is the market is down. Right. So this is a great opportunity for people to buy, right? Look at it as a buying opportunity.
Well, that's interesting because I got emails from my financial institution saying, hey, like, don't go crazy. Remember our goal, your end goals, because they're afraid of people removing all their investments because of gas prices and all these different things. Yeah. And you're saying quite, not necessarily the opposite. It's in line with that, but it's like, not only do you want to hold your investment, but now it's time to invest in more. So speaking about that, speaking about the volatility of the market, high risk, high reward, but also high risk, high risk. So can you talk to us a bit about the benefits and the risks of going into cryptocurrency?
So like I said before, when you see crashes, you must look at them as a buying opportunity. Most people view a crash as, oh, they're losing money. No, that's the time to buy. And like I said, the volatility in the market is very high. So if you want to get gains, like profits as quick as possible or as much as possible, you need to get into a market like this, because if you get into a safe market or something, or an investment that's safer, you won't maximize it as much as something that's volatile. So for example, there was a couple of cryptocurrencies that I got in that were about like a cent or two. I put some money into it, and when it like it went high, it's a highly volatile market, the prices went up. It went up to like 40-50 cents. You know?
And
And so you were mentioning there are other cryptocurrencies that are affordable, like, because right when we're hearing I don't know if it's Bitcoin itself or it's another one, and my understanding of what I heard about it is that it had a finite number of shares, if you will, available. So you made money based on the supply and demand. And so they reduced the supply to create a demand, and then you kind of move that. But those were really expensive. Those were like $1,000, $10,000 for one or whatnot. So you're saying there's kind of like penny cryptocurrency shares.
And I tell people, like, if you want to maximize your profits as much as possible, get into something early. Like, I'm not saying that Bitcoin and Ethereum are bad coins. You're still going to make money. I believe that Bitcoin's going to hit over 100 grand. But it's like, why would you want to spend money on a coin that's already expensive when you could get in and put that same amount of money into a project that's cheaper and probably much better, and just wait long term and just keep buying in when it's cheap?
You see, and so going to what Kaya was asking in terms of how do you know? Because where I find a lot of us in the community where we get misled is because we're following the media. So we're following with the hype, right? So then we see something pop up on our feed on Instagram, or like, okay, this is what everybody's doing, and we follow the trend. But you have actually a way of doing research on the actual, I guess, crypto providers. I don't know what you would call them, like the, you know. So go ahead, if you could just explain the process and how you go about it.
Well, what the method that I use is, instead of listening word for word what the media says, see where they're trying to lead people. So you already see that we're going digital. You already see that now they're coming out with central bank digital currencies and everything's technological now. This is the road that we're headed. So why not get into it early and just wait, and once it's fully implemented,
capitalize.
Yeah.
So, and again, back to what Kai said, how do you know what's real from what's fake?
Well, there's a difference between pump and dumps and coins with real utility. Based off of the white paper, usually coins, you want to look at the team, you want to look at what they're doing, their history. And based off of the project, you're going to have an idea if it's going to be implemented within society or not. So, for example, a coin like XRP, dealing with financial institutions, right? XRP is not going anywhere. It's, since they could use it, since it could be beneficial for whoever is implementing this coin, it's definitely going to be around. Now it's just a matter of when is it going to get implemented.
So hold on, let's take it back a step, because now you just said XRP, right? So now what does that mean? Like, because it's still a little bit gray as you're explaining it. So if you could maybe just dive a little bit deeper, just so we could understand, like, when you say that it's a utility or whatever, because are you saying that there's coins that are created based on a particular business model or based on a service or different things like that? Is that what you're saying?
So basically, each crypto project has their own unique, they have like their own unique project that they're trying to aim
at. It's like a purpose?
Yeah, like they have their own purpose. So some coins deal with tracking and tracing. Some other coins deal with linking like traditional banking with the crypto world, and then you have other crypto projects that are dealing with smart contracts. And smart contracts are basically just automatically executed documents and and contracts.
Okay, so now, so going back to the example you just gave, so XRP, so what is that, and what are they in?
So basically, they're trying to link traditional banking with the crypto world. Right now they're under a lawsuit. But the thing is, I think that it's all just fear, uncertainty, and doubt that they're putting in, they're giving to the audience, because like these coins, the thing is, they don't want to see people make money. Right. So they're going to try to lead people away to like coins that don't matter. Mm. They're going to try to tell people, like, they're going to do everything it takes just to scare people out of holding their assets. So something like XRP, lawsuit, people don't want to hear that. You know, they know that people are going to sell their assets while these corporations and billionaires are just secretly buying them up. Yeah.
So, and how much is the XRP coin go for now?
Right now, XRP is roughly about 94 cents Canadian.
Wow. Okay.
So
I was bracing myself. I was really expecting a higher.
It was higher, actually. It was roughly around $4.80 CAD.
So now's the time to buy. So now's the time to buy, especially because they're going through this.
This is the great, like, this is the best time to buy, especially in a crash like now, where, like, you know, the Ukraine and Russia incident, like, the market, the fear sentiment is very high.
At the amount that those coins are at right now, how many does one want to buy in order to be able to say, I bought enough that once they hit, then I'm going to be okay?
I mean, I tell people there's no limit to how much, like, the amount you can buy, like, you should like gradually try to get as much as possible because you're just increasing your profit range. But I tell people like start off, if you can't put down a big lump sum of money, start off bits by bits because your money's still going to be working for you when mm-hmm. you put in these assets. And like I said, at these prices, this is the best time to do it. But people usually want to buy it when the market's already high. And then what happens is when it's already high and they buy and then it drops down, they lose their money, and then they say, oh, crypto's a scam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So at, you said 40-something?
94
cents. 94 cents?
Yeah.
So at a dollar a piece, let's say somebody buys $100 worth, mm-hmm. do you think that that's reasonable, or does someone need to be spending $5,000 make it make sense later?
It all depends on the individual. I'll tell somebody, if you do want to make, like, if you want to really maximize your profits, you're going to have to put down money. You're going to have to, I personally tell people, at least try to put down $1,000, at least $2,000 if you have a chance. Mm-hmm. If you can't, you could still work your way up to that. Mm-hmm. But I tell people, like, just keep buying when you have a chance. Make your money work for you.
Is it one of those?
Sorry, and I just want to say to that, I think one of the important things to think of when it comes down to investment is invest what you can risk to lose.
That's it. That's exactly what
I'm saying. So don't just, like, I mean, because I don't want to give out the impression to just be like, go take out a loan for $10,000 and put this in some Bitcoin right now, or not Bitcoin, excuse me, cryptocurrency. Just invest what you can afford to lose, because it is still trade, right? So mm-hmm. so high risk, high reward. But if you risk it and you lose it, you're not putting yourself in crazy debt and creating even like the opposite effect of what you were hoping in the first place.
And I think it goes to what you were saying before in terms of the emotional aspect, right? So you want to be able to put your money in there and let it ride. So not pull it out when you see something's dropping, or, you know, you're hearing something on the news, right? Yeah. If that's it.
And when you see the numbers up, you ain't just trying to take it and buy a Fashion Nova and pay them in Bitcoin. You want to hold it.
Have another savings account for the Fashion Nova.
No, we're saying this is stored income. This is not income. Yes. You want to take it because, oh, we spiked today and I got $1,500 over on the amount. I'm about to take 1,000 of it and buy some clothes with it. You want to take that and reinvest.
That, or just hold your asset. Like I tell people, just hold it forever. But look at it as like, hold it forever, but there's going to be things that are trying to get you to sell your asset. Just don't sell your asset. Like I said, media plays a big role. People mm-hmm. get scared. You know, they hear how Bitcoin's crashing. They want to go sell their coin right away. Mm-hmm. You got to hold your coin. Listening to other people tell you, wow, your coin's not good, this, that. That's another thing, because then what happens is most people, you listen to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And then what ends up happening when the coin goes up, then you feel like you messed up and then you regret it. So you got to just believe in the project, believe what you're doing, and just make sure that when you do your research, make sure that you look at the team, because the team means everything. You want to make sure that the team is good. Mm-hmm. So like, you want to make sure that when you're invested in your project, that your team has like a, I forgot the word for it. Like they have a specific goal. Mm-hmm. That could help society, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, they have a mission. They got a mission.
I actually even want to take a step back. When you say team, so this is the people who own the actual, like what team are you referring to?
Like these crypto projects, usually they have a team. They have a team of people who work on the project. So like when you look for a project, most people, they look for coins, but they don't do any research. They hear a coin and they just put their money in, right? Mm. You could look at the team beforehand. So, for example, another coin like crypto.com coin, that coin, if you look at the team behind it, most of them are investors in BlackRock or like they work for a lot of these Fortune 500 companies, and it's just like this is the type of projects you want to look for, like things that are gonna be around forever.
So what's your what would you suggest to be like your top three crypto that you think people should be looking at right now? What are your top three that you say these are for sure hitters?
I would tell people you got to get into VeChain, Cardano, and I'll even say XRP.
Damn, I don't got none of those. Lord have mercy.
And right now, VeChain is at roughly 6 cents. Okay. VeChain will be implemented.
So, if you and for those who might not know, what is VeChain? Can you elaborate a little bit on VeChain? What who they are, what they do?
So basically, VeChain they deal with tracking and tracing, preventing counterfeit, authentication, like data collecting, basically. And right now, we're in a point in time where data is the new oil.
Of course.
Everything is about data. And the projects that VeChain are on, they're on the Belt and Road Initiative that's set to be done by 2040. So they're going to be along for a while. They're on the Transforming Our World Sustainable Development Plan 2030 agenda. And in the UN document, it states that all countries and all stakeholders that are participating in this agenda, like, they will be rewarded greatly, and the plan will be implemented. So, and VeChain is on all of these projects. So, and they're creating, like I said, China's creating a global infrastructure plan, and VeChain is going to be tracking down all the data around the world. Mm-hmm. And right now, they're tracking down carbon reduction, and you see what they're doing. They're trying to make they're trying to reduce the carbon emissions, right?
So I want to go back to when you mentioned about keeping your your currency forever, right? Mm-hmm. So how does this become beneficial? Are you saying basically whatever money you have in there, as it grows, and maybe take out some, never take out everything? Or you're saying like don't touch it ever?
I would tell people like these projects right now, they're so early. It makes no sense to touch it. Like, yes, you could take your profits whenever you feel like it's necessary for you to take it. But majority of your investment in that project, you should just literally hold it. Don't touch it. Especially VeChain, don't touch it.
Until when?
Until everything is fully implemented. Until, like, these coins hit over a dollar, hit over $10, because they will hit over $10. They will hit over $100. So it's just a matter of, like, time.
What are things that you would... What are things that you would suggest when they hit... And let's say each one goes up to, like how we were saying, they were saying right now a Bitcoin is up to 10,000, 30,000, 40 for a Bitcoin, right? So people bought them at a dollar and now they're at that much. How much is enough of a turnover of you for your investment to take out some money and do something with it?
Well, what I tell people is the amount of like whatever you make, take out a... whatever profit you make, like let's say, for example, you make let's say you put in $20,000 and you make $40,000. Take out your initial investment, let the rest just sit, and just let that just continue to grow. And then maybe at every price range, so it depends on the individual. Like if you want to sell at a dollar, remove some profits. Then at $5, remove some more profits. But while you do that, you could take that money and then go and invest it in something else, or just put it into other crypto projects. Or you could just cash out and into fiat. But I tell people, like, crypto, all these digital currencies, these are the future. So it makes no sense to actually cash out your money. Mm-hmm. You might as well keep it into crypto.
And I'm glad you said that. So that brings me to my question concerning this metaverse and buying things and NFB and different things like that. Now, these are all gray areas for me. I have no idea really how these things work. So now, are these worlds where we're going to be exchanging crypto on these platforms? Is that what, like, can you explain a little bit more about those?
I'm not too familiar with the metaverse, but I know you're going to be able to make payments using crypto in the future within the metaverse.
Okay.
But they're coming out with central bank digital currencies, and they're going to try to, the media and governments, they're going to try to push it as a, they're going to try to push it as a cryptocurrency, but they're not cryptocurrencies. Those are here to actually annihilate savings. So for anyone who's watching.
Whoa. Sorry. Say that again. Bring it back one stop. Yeah. You just, it's like, wait, what?
Yeah, it's another marketplace at the end of the day. It's
what? Yeah. Okay. All right. So the government's going to be bringing out a kind of coin that's not a cryptocurrency, but it's tied here to, just again, one more time. Take it from the top.
So there's something called central bank digital currencies, and they're here to annihilate savings. What they're going to do, they're going to add negative interest rates, which are going to, it's going to incentivize people to actually spend their savings. And this is what's going to happen when they're implemented, and they're doing it in Russia. And it's only a matter of time before it gets to other places in the world. But then central digital bank currencies are going to be implemented. This is why I tell everybody to get into crypto, because crypto right now, what is the future, and you want to get into these projects that are going to be implemented.
Okay, so we're talking about getting into crypto.
Yeah.
I don't even know how. Yeah. So let's talk about that. How do you purchase? Where do you go? Are these apps? Are these online? Like, how do you get into purchasing cryptocurrency?
So you could go into the app store. There's a list of exchanges that you can download. I highly recommend crypto.com. It's very easy. I consider it personal banking. You could even get a Visa card, a metal Visa card. There's different tiers depending on how much crypto you stake, how much crypto.com coins you stake. But all you have to do is download crypto.com. You know, you could link up you put your information, you could link up your bank account and all of that, and your credit card, your debit card information. I'm not sure if they take every bank, but with TD, they do take TD, but all you just have to do is, once you're verified with crypto.com, then you'll be able to purchase your cryptos.
And you can purchase different ones.
Yeah.
So I got a big question.
Yeah.
So when you purchase crypto and you make one of those accounts, it's a lot of stuff to get into those accounts. They give you a list of like 15 words, a certain set of words that they be giving you. They have all of these different verifications, so that it don't make it easy for people to be able to get in your stuff. So I always think about this. What happens if I die and I got crypto and don't nobody know the 15 words?
Will and testament, girl. You gotta put your will and testament. Wait, no, sorry. Go ahead.
No, but I'm going through it right now. Like, that's a thing for me, because I heard that when that happens and the people realize, they say that they take the current, they take the crypto back. They say they take it.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay.
Talk about
or,
it.
Or it just stays lost because no one can access it.
But then, I know this, we spoke about this a little bit in our topics, but that's why you need wills and testaments. Because in those things, when you have someone who's going to be your power of attorney, that person should know your passwords to even your email account. So they'll have access to the same way how they'll have access to your bank account, you got to give them, you have to put in there the information they need to have access to all your accounts.
Father God.
That's why it's always good to write down your information and just store somewhere safe. I don't tell people, don't write your information online, because anything could happen. Write it on, and take the time to write it on a piece of paper, you know, clearly, so you don't mess up any words, and just store somewhere where it's safe, you know.
In a safe.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm going to tell you now, a person like me is going to be calling the people about the will and testament every week. Listen, I forgot my password. Let me get a new one. Because I forgot. I logged in. I was in the middle of the night. I don't remember it. So I got a new one. Put this in the will and testament. They're going to have all these revised things of all my passwords, because a lot of Father God. And it's 15 words. Jeez whiz.
But is that because they're on, is it untraceable servers or something? Because it's not, these are unregulated. Is that my understanding?
Yes, but they're still regulating it even more. Like now they're freezing people's wallet addresses now, and that's becoming more of a normal thing. So, and actually, yeah, there was something that happened recently with MetaMask or Ethereum, where now they're like really freezing people's assets and stuff. So
now why
and how? Because I thought that was a whole. It's so crazy you saying that. I was just waiting. I was about to ask you because my understanding of this whole crypto world is that it's like no one could touch your bread. No, it's like that's really what it is.
Yeah, but there's some coins you still have to be careful for, and that's actually a question that most people are asking about Ethereum.
Okay.
Because Ethereum now it's like over time Ethereum is gonna do well, but now the question that everyone's asking is how are they able to do that if Ethereum is decentralized.
That's right? It.
So.
And is that something you don't have an answer to right now? You said, or you, it would just be speculation. No,
but it's something that you have to think about. But mm-hmm. This is why I tell people, you know, try to get into cryptocurrencies that are cheaper and try to get into cryptocurrencies that are going to be implemented within society. Because something like Ethereum, it's a good coin. But now it's having a lot of issues.
Okay.
And it's already at 2,000-3,000 a coin. So now those issues, the price might go right back down. And anyone who's buying Ethereum at $2,000-$3,000, there's a chance they could really lose their money. So
this is what I'm worried about because I done invested in some coins. I got some stuff. But you ain't saying none of those names. So is the company that I'm dealing with no good anymore?
Were you
is
watching my IG? Did you pick them off of an Instagram post? And you're
I got somebody who's like, okay, so you know them people, they used to have the meetings in the basement of somebody's house, and they had folks I'm talking about. And you go to the people of them house, and they had all, and you, and it was had all the pyramid schemes and stuff like that.
I was about to say, it sounds like a
multi-level.
The multi-level marketing, don't get me started. And they used to have one IMG or some stuff
all
like that.
Yes.
Okay, all of them. And it was one white, one not melanated guy that was used to run the whole thing. Yeah,
always.
Yeah, and with a black wife. Anyways, well, I talk both the things. So we went down in the basement, and these people said, this is the lick. Okay. So I'm looking at them like, I go home. But my homeboy and my homegirl, who's very much in it, and they're also part of the Seventh-day Adventist community kind of. So they are like, this is it. This is the wave. So I put some change in it.
Okay.
But I ain't hear you say those names, so I'm a little bit worried now. I'm like, oh, Father. Yeah.
I was worried from when you started the whole basement jump off, but
you know them to be the
top three. He said there's many out there.
Many,
there's many